Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I am the L of House of L. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks for checking out the show, whether you are watching it on YouTube. And for those of you who are on Spotify or Apple, we have a YouTube page. You can just search it. Come and join us. You can see video. If audio is your thing and you want to just stay in the pocket with that, that's totally fine too. We're good either way, and I probably will end up making a little bit more content for the audio platform just because for right now it's easier. It can be done more quickly, but I just got a new desktop. I'm really excited about it. This is my laptop now that I'm still working on, but I'm excited for my new desktop. And thanks to Remy Martin, our partnership allowed me to upgrade some of the hardware. So for those of you who are watching the video, it should be enhanced a little bit and we can get stuff out a little bit quicker, I think. But I'm looking forward to it because my laptop is, you know, I've had this thing for probably 10 years. And while it's still great and it'll still act as my laptop, I'm looking forward to getting stuff done on the desktop. And learning some new programs, too. And that'll be a good thing for me this spring, especially when I get back to teaching spring quarter. There's a lot of stuff I want my students to do. And so in some cases, I can learn with them on some of the software. In some cases, I need to work with them on the concept of listening. Because when it comes to editing sound bites, that's where I find younger producers and students are still struggling, and it's very much an old man, like, get off my lawn type thing, because when I was a producer many years ago, we still had to use grease pens and razor blades, and when you have to use grease pens and razor blades, and you're really only going to get one shot, maybe two, to edit a soundbite, you listen very intently because you don't want to have to do it again. Anywhoozle. I wanted to talk about the White Sox, and I'm going to try to, one, make it short and sweet, and two, not raise my voice. I woke up this morning, checked on Twitter, saw my guy Herbie was upset that the White Sox have yet again brought back Mike Clevinger. Now, it's a minor league deal. He's not guaranteed any money. That's like the one good thing about this is that he's not guaranteed any money. I don't understand why they can't quit him. I don't understand it. Now, there are plenty of theories about why. And before you run to the comments, because I know that you're going to, those things that you've heard about why Mike Clevinger continues to be someone who is re-signed by the White Sox, trust that I have heard them too. And while, whether it's my platform here on House of L or my platform over at The Score, those things that we've all heard on why Mike Clevinger might be someone that the White Sox continue to bring back, I'm not going to say. Feel free to say it in the comments. If you have a theory. But I'll tell you that I've almost certainly heard that theory. But hearing that and being able to corroborate it to a point where you feel comfortable saying it on the air or on your podcast, two different things. But trust, those things that you've heard, I've heard. But being able to prove it is different. But I've heard them. Anyway, let me try really quickly. A lot of times when it comes to rhetorical stuff, I'm like, can I make an argument of the opposite viewpoint on bringing Mike Clevenger back? Like, I'm not for it. I'm against it. If I were for it, what would I say? I guess I would say, well, he's going to eat innings. But there are plenty of pitchers that are still available that can eat innings for you. There's no real argument other than he pitched well. He, when healthy, he has pitched well for the White Sox. But still, this isn't hold your nose because you're adding a final piece to a puzzle. And you say, well, if they can just get this guy, then everything's going to be fine and that'll give them an opportunity to win the division. We all know that this is still a 100-loss team. This team can end up being worse than last year's team, honestly. Like, it's the roster's not good. It brings up some very interesting thoughts on how to cover them again this year. And I was at Sox Fest Live, and for the most part, I had a really good time, except for the part where a White Sox official threw me out of the VIP section, even though I was invited into the VIP section. Because, you know, White Sox gonna White Sox.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tap. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.
But this doesn't make any sense. If he were great in the clubhouse, if he were a good person, okay, you could make an argument for bringing in a guy who has had some major league success because you need the innings eight and he's going to help. But that's not his MO either. This isn't some wise sage. This is a bad guy who continues to be given an opportunity by the White Sox for whatever reason you may think. Like when you go in the comments and tell me your theories on this. And it just always feels like the White Sox can't get out of their own way. This is a mistake that Rick Hahn made, and he deserved every bit of criticism that he got for it. And I can't believe that Chris Getz is going to go down the same road. I get it that the White Sox are not going to be good for a while, and maybe no one should care about who they're bringing in, but their whole thing, I listened to Will Venable and Chris Getz talk about how they're starting over and talking about building culture and building winning habits. This is not the person that you want in that position. He is emblematic of a lot of what's bad about wealth and power and status. And the White Sox don't have to trade in this anymore. Everyone knows that you're going to be bad. So be bad. And you don't have to try and convince us, well, someone's got to pitch the innings. Right. Someone. But not him. It's going to be a losing season. It's going to be a losing proposition for you. So why wouldn't you try to win what any battle that you could win? And the battle that you could win is the battle of public opinion. This is the type of stuff that needs to be cleansed from the White Sox as an organization. That this is still the way that you get down. This is still the way that you go about building a roster and ideally building a culture in a clubhouse. Mike Clevinger, while pitching well, hasn't pitched so well that you have to sign him. And I feel like I've had this conversation with you before on this very podcast. I'm sure I've had this conversation at least two times with you, because this is the third time that the White Sox have signed Mike Clevinger. What's he here for? And is he here for anything that anyone else can't do? And the answer to that is no. There are still plenty of qualified starting pitchers, some who are at the end of their career, some that are willing to be a good teammate to folks, that are available. And again, you choose this. It doesn't signal change. It signals the same lunk-headed thinking that you've had previously. And I'm not calling Rick a lunkhead. He's actually really smart, and I like him quite a bit. That was a lunkheaded move. I've told him so, like, to his face, that it's a lunkheaded move. So I'm not speaking out of school here. But if you want to get better, you got to do better. And the White Sox just won't. And it's sad. It's sad and it's heartbreaking. And I don't know why. I have theories and you have theories too. And feel free to leave those theories in the comments, like I expect that you will. And know that those things that you leave in the comments are not a surprise to me when it comes to this situation. Everyone is very aware of what some of those connections might be. And it's another thing that the White Sox should have tried to guard against, and yet they didn't. And it lets you know that with all of the progress that Chris Getz is making from a baseball operations standpoint, and I would say that progress is slow but steady, this is a backwards move, an own goal for no reason. And it's what they continue to do. And I wish that they didn't, and you probably wish that they didn't either. But here we are yet again. That's all I got. Hey, I did all of the things. I kept it short and sweet, and I didn't raise my voice. Growth. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.